here at the 2019 World Credit Union Conference in beautiful Bahamas. Got a little music in the background here, Juan.
Like
so it's a nice little beat to eat your lunch by. But we have MasterCard's very own Juan Zavala in the studio lounge. How are you, Juan?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good to hear.
How's the conference going for you guys so far?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's the first time that MasterCard is actually present at this conference. So I'm actually impressed. This is huge.
Oh, it's big. It's a big
I've never seen it. I never expected it to be this big. But we're really excited to be here.
Right on, right on. And speaking of being here, you guys just got out of just hosted a breakout session called Powering Your Business with MasterCard.
Definitely.
So how can credit unions power their businesses with MasterCard?
So yeah, during the breakout session, we showed them how the credit unions can leverage what we have as a company and the network and everything, so they can come and work with us. So,
okay.
As I explained it to you, you know, the models that we had before, it was always sitting on thinking big players, right? Big markets.
Yeah.
We realized of the huge opportunity that we have, especially in the credit union segment. So we can adapt in the way we do business and the different solutions that we offer, so we can bring them on board.
Yeah,
so that was what the whole presentation was about. We share a success story, actually, of another credit union that we had in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
So just to show where they were back in 2012 and where they are now, based on all the support and all the things that we did with them.
Mm-hmm. Can you summarize that real quick? I mean, and after picture?
So it was just a traditional credit union, you know, offering regular services, you know, loans and things like that. In 2012, they realized that there was an opportunity for them to actually have a relationship directly with MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
They went through the process and they started little by little.
Mm-hmm.
They started launching their first debit card,
mm-hmm.
Traditional debit card. Then they did a different type of debit for young members. Then after that, they realized they wanted to do credit. They offer credit cards. And then they start using some of our platforms that we have, some of our advisor services and things like that. And it shows the value that we bring as a brand and how they were able to leverage that. And right now, I mean, they're one of the most successful credit unions back in Ecuador.
In Ecuador.
Based on technology, the innovation thing that they have. So it's pretty interesting.
Right on. I mean, obviously you guys are global. You're worldwide. So you're going to credit unions in Ecuador, all over the planet. And so I'm sure there's a million stories just
so
like that.
So the team that I'm part of, we're mainly focusing on the LAC region, which is Latin America and the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So we work a lot with Ecuador, the Caribbean. We know there is a lot of potential in the Caribbean
specifically.
But also to Central America, we've spot some opportunities there. So yeah, there's a lot. There is a lot to do. I mean, credit unions, I think they have been overlooked, not just for us, but like in general. There's a lot of not fully understanding of their bank, of their
there's a lot of that, right?
So they don't really know, but we know that there is a lot of potential with them.
What specifically are you providing to credit unions out there to get them on track or keep their momentum going?
So the way we see it is like it has to go step by step. We have a lot and we invest a lot in innovation, technology, things like that. But for a credit union that today is only offering personal loans, if I come and talk to them about let's do an application and do P2P payments and you know all these, it might be a little bit too much for them, right? So the way we're taking it, we're going step by step. The main offer that we're bringing is like, let's get you started on having a credit card, debit card. So debit card is a basic product that you have to have as a financial institution. So we're taking it like, hey, let's get you set up so you can work with the models that we have in place. You get with a debit card, you progress, and then you can start leveraging some of the other things that we have. But I think the approach is on a phase approach, right? Little by little.
Yeah, yeah. Incremental change equals big change over time. So it sounds like that what you guys are doing.
Definitely.
Very cool. So what do you guys want to take away from this conference? Obviously you're here providing a service and educating the attendees and stuff, but what do you want to take back to MasterCard? What are you guys learning here that you want to take back to MasterCard?
I mean, I'm learning that the credit unions is like a family. I was impressed with that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. You go to banking stuff with like bankers and they're all like super professional and formal. Here's more relaxed. And you really feel like a cooperative, like a union. So I really like that. And I mean, the other takeaway is like, I thought the potential was big, but after this, I mean, I think it's huge.
Yeah,
it's enormous. I mean, there's so much that we can do, and we're all for it to do it with the credit unions.
Right on. And I think you hit the proper term is family.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of like a family.
It is.
Very, very humble folks, very proud of what they do and what they do in the community, and they kind of go, I keep saying it's a lot deeper than the transaction, even though that's what you guys do very, very well as part of the transaction process, but they do so much more in the communities and stuff. And they have folks like MasterCard out there supporting credit unions doing
bring a good point, like transactions, right? Even though we are a network and a company that processes transactions, we're more than that, right? We have a focus on financial inclusion, like part of our DNA.
Yeah,
we're focusing on how can we bring people that have been excluded from the financial world for so long. So we have a big piece of it. I mean, our CEO always says we're doing well by doing good, right?
Yes. I think that sounds good.
Yeah, that's we'll all right.
Take it.
So, you know, it's what we live for. We really know there's a good piece of business that we can do by doing those things, and credit unions are a critical part of it.
Indeed. All right, anything else to add to wrap up here, Juan?
I think that's it. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Very well done. Well done, sir. Juan Zavala, MasterCard. Go check him out.